Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with the latest Radio Today news, published on Friday the 22nd of September 2017. This week, the ARIA nominations are out, with the BBC and Bauer Media leading the shortlists. The Radio Academy's awards ceremony takes place in Leeds next month. The BBC has 64 nominations, including 12 for Radio 1 and 1 Extra, 11 for Radio 4 and 8 for 5 Live. Absolute Radio is nominated 10 times and Magic 5. Matt Richardson and Kate Lawler from Virgin Radio made the big announcements, and here they are doing Station of the Year categories.
So first we're going to go for Local Station of the Year. And the nominations are BBC Radio London, BBC Radio Manchester, BBC Radio Merseyside.
Come on, commercial.
Jack FM Oxfordshire, yes. Thank God for the adverts. Metro Radio and North Sound One.
And our final shortlist is for National Station of the Year. Judges were looking for entries that displayed excellence across their entire broadcast schedule. Or is it schedule? I never know.
Schedule, mate. If you want that Radio 4 job, you'll say schedule.
I'm going to say schedule. The nominations for National Radio Station of the Year are BBC Radio 1 Extra, BBC Radio 1, BBC Radio 5 Live, The Magic Network, Planet Rock, and the Absolute Radio Network.
That's it. That's all the nominations.
And you can see a full list of all the nominees at radiotoday.co.uk. Well, those nominations were announced at the Next Radio Conference in London. Lots of speakers from all over the world doing short talks to share knowledge and skills to help us all improve our craft. And here's a clip of the Irish radio consultant Niles Mahoney, a.k.a. the presenter coach, talking to Kate Cocker for Radio Today after his session at Next Radio.
Why should we not be moaning about our jobs?
Well, number one, OK, first of all, if you have a job, well done. Don't be moaning about that. But also, I mean, presenters were really looked upon as the lowest of the low when it comes to radio stations. And every radio station needs presenters. You need the personality. I mean, you can automate a radio station great, like Jack do a great job, obviously, but it's still presentation. Their voiceovers inserts are still presentation. So for me, I mean, it's one-on-one communication, right? Listener, presenter. It's a person talking to another person. And in any relationship in life, if you're talking to another person, you have to first of all engage with them. You have to have something in common with them. You have to have shared memories, shared thoughts, shared experiences. And it's painting the pictures and it's creating that relationship over and over and over and over. And that's the beauty of being a radio presenter. You're creating relationships all the time. You're making another person feel they know you, you know them. And it's just a beautiful human thing. It's a human thing. It's not an industry thing. We're the human side of the industry. And my whole thing is, if you don't know who you are as a presenter, then you can't get that out to the audience. You can't get that out to your listening. So you need to find out who you are and know who you are and love presenting that side of yourself. The good side, because that makes it great for everybody, right? Like any relationship. If you're happy in your relationship with someone else, it's going to flourish. If you think your relationship sucks, it's going to die.
Niles Mahoney. Gary Steen is heading back to Bauer from Global. He's been running Heart London for the last 4 years, but will return to his old employer in the new year to become Group Programming Director for the Big City Network. BBC Radio Cambridgeshire has a new on-air lineup from October. Ben Stevenson will do a new early breakfast show weekdays. Chris Mann takes over mid-mornings as Paul Stainton departs. There's also a new name on Drive Time for Cambridgeshire, with Thordis Fredriksson joining the station. Ad Solutions firm RadioWorks has a new MD, Emily Turnbull, has started back at the firm. She was previously its commercial director 9 years ago. Now, Radio 2's been celebrating its ancestry on air this week as it prepares to mark its 50th birthday at the end of September. A two-part documentary called The Story of the Light has been on air, with Paul O'Grady introducing memories and archive clips of the Light programme era.
The sound of Radio 2. 50 years of fun.
Music.
Too much.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
It's the Beat Show number 100.
All I want for Christmas is a bottle.
Hello, they've been at the Orange Squash again. Now pull yourself
Dick
again.
Button, special agent.
First I take this big hammer.
Hey, put that hammer down. I'll hold that tin for you.
I thought my mother was a bad cook, but at least her gravy used to move about.
In September of 1967, BBC Radio 1 and Radio 2 were launched, replacing a broadcasting institution that had kept us entertained since the end of the war. the BBC Light Programme.
Time now on the Radio Today News podcast for our Moyles Moment of the Week. And a surprise guess who for Dominic, as the show on Radio X marked its second birthday this week.
Are you a presenter on a television show?
I am.
Oh,
OK.
You recognise my voice, Dom?
No, are you being silly?
What do you mean by silly?
Do you work on Babe Station, by any chance?
I do.
Right, are you Danny from Babe Station?
Yes.
Oh, yes. And you can take off your blindfold, Dom.
Where is she?
And there's Danny.
Oh, hello, Danny. How are you?
Oh, she just blew you a kiss.
Oh, lovely to see you.
Now, when was the last time you...
For the first time.
You guys haven't spoken for a while, have you?
Do you know what? Generally, we've never spoken, I don't think, Danny.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. We might have done. Yeah. You can see me, but I can't usually see you when you phone in.
So. Yeah, when you see... I don't phone in, so that's just worth... Anyway, how are things with you? How's the show going?
Danny from Babe Station.
Yes.
We've been running this joke for many years.
Yes.
You saw her at Radio 1...
8, 9 years ago, something like that. It's a long time ago. So Chris and I were in the, just coming out of the live lounge in Radio 1, about to go up to reception. And this woman walked past wearing like massive sort of fake fur jacket, shades, all that sort of stuff. And I went, who's that? I'm sure I recognise her. She looked like a film star, I thought. And then it turned out to be Danny from Babe Station. Now, genuinely.
So you said, I recognise her, therefore you recognised her, therefore you recognise Danny from Babe Station.
I don't generally watch Babe Station. The only time that's been on is when I had a party and Chris came around mine, put it on Babe Station, hid the remote control, so everyone who came to the house, as I've said many times, everyone who came to the house walked into the lounge, which is where I was putting people's coats, and Babe Station was on. That's genuinely the last time I've seen it.
Well, now you've just spoken to Danny. Yeah. Does that bring back a lot of memories?
Not really. I don't remember looking like that.
Really?
No, not really.
There is a reason for that.
Why?
All I got told yesterday was, we're going to surprise Dom with Danny from Babe Station.
Right.
I go, brilliant. This is great. Yeah. Long time coming, this.
Yeah.
Just before we did the feature,
yeah,
I checked with James that she was on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yes, she's on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the screen and I went, who's that?
Hmm.
And he goes, that's Danny. And I go, no, it's not.
Oh, is it not?
It's another Danny.
Oh, is it?
It's a Danny called Danny, but not your Danny.
Oh, wait, you say my Danny. So she is a Danny?
Yeah.
But not the Danny Danny?
She's not the Danny that you knew, right. Which is why I didn't really bring up. So do you remember bumping into Dom at Radio 1?
Oh, I see.
Because she never bumped into you.
She's a Danny number two.
She's Danny two.
Oh, so where's Danny one?
I don't know.
I've got to be honest, I think there's about four Dannys. It's a popular name.
I love how they talk about Radio 1 all the time on Radio X, don't you? And this week on the Radio Today programme, I speak to Sam and Amy about their upcoming departure from Gem 106 after 11 years to join Virgin Radio UK.
Like, eating habits have been the most interesting thing of our PDs. There was one man that just ate crisps. He knows who he is.
Peggy.
Yeah.
Peggy, yeah. But he's also famous for his jacket, his Matrix jacket that he wears all the time.
Yeah, Mike Newman, I mean, eats more than any human on the planet, but is also the leanest man on the planet and was very particular about his coffee.
Yeah.
James Brownlow will eat lasagna with a curry, with a side of naan and chips, all at the same time.
And more sugar than anybody should eat, especially entertaining considering he's diabetic.
Yes.
He knows he's diabetic, but he loves sugar, yeah.
We've all had really good bosses. Like, that sounds really gross, but actually, I mean, I don't know about you. I've just loved them all.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I think David Lloyd and Phil Riley deserve a mention as well. And they just two delightful, delightful people who've been very supportive to our career through the whole time.
Well, yeah.
But my favourite, I'm going to give my favourite. My favourite, Francis Curry. Francis Curry.
Quite funny there.
Without question, there's that most handsome and loveliest man I've ever met.
But we should point out as well that I do think it was quite extraordinary that while we were at Gem, you know, we had very, especially, like you say, David Lloyd, Phil Riley, Mike Newman, when we, you know, got to Dep on Radio 2 and they allowed us to do that. I think that was a really... you know, just you know they're radio people because they allowed us to do that, and I think that was real credit to them.
Yeah. That was great. That was great. I mean, we've not been back since, but it was great when we did it.
Also this week on the Radio Today programme, guest newsreader Peter Bowes from Radio 1 Newsbeat Days and more from Next Radio in London. You can have a listen at radiotoday.co.uk/podcast. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.